Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
They did not know that, quote, he, unquote, was pregnant. That's right, you heard me. And this can be a life and death issue. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, as strange as it sounds, the title of this is They Didn't Know He Was Pregnant. Well, a he, as we all know, cannot get pregnant. But in the EMT, EMS world, there are critical decisions for these emergency service men and women to make snap decisions, quick decisions, based upon the information that they have. And one of those is whether a person is male and female. And they have to determine body weight, whether they're male or female, certain kinds of drugs, certain kinds of issues that they may ask or not ask one sex versus the other. Well, here we have an EMT, and the EMTs are now being caught in a dangerous crossfire between the LGBT delusional definitions and reality with potentially deadly results. And now this has already contributed to the death of an innocent child. And here we have a case where a person showed up in the hospital. Matt, for now, we'll call this person Kelly. A nurse on the staff saw that both appearances and medical records indicated that Kelly was a, quote, man, close quote, who had not been taking needed blood pressure medication. When Kelly complained that, quote, his abdomen was hurting, which was described as,
rotund.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
Rotund or pregnant. Round. This nurse had a choice to make. Evaluating the symptoms in a fast-paced environment, the nurse believed Kelly did not have a life-threatening condition. Kelly, this person, was not, after all, a man. I mean, the nurse would never suspect that this person, who on the records was designated as male, who came in appearing through various kinds of mechanisms as male, at least externally, how in the world would they ever think that this person was a woman? And how would they ever suspect that this person that they're dealing with, whose records say is a male, is actually pregnant?
This sounds like a horror nightmare.
Yeah. Well, and it just shows you that the delusion under the T in the LGBT, this notion of transgender, that gender is, self-imposed or an artificial construct. It just shows you that how the delusion is dangerous, because if this woman, and it is a woman we're talking about here, it would have helped for doctors to know that he was actually a she.
Well,
that this gender identity nonsense got in the way and literally could have killed her and her baby.
Well, I guess she had been taking male hormones previously and stopped those.
Yeah, so what we have here is the nurse's diagnosis would have been correct had this person really been a male. If Kelly had actually been a man, it would be correct. But Kelly was not a man.
Was a woman.
Kelly was a biological woman who had stopped taking male hormone treatments. And Kelly was pregnant. And labor was threatening the life of her unborn child. However, the medical record gave the nurse no reason to think that pregnancy was even a possibility. So after some significant time had passed, the hospital medical staff realized the reality of the situation. We're dealing with a woman here, not a man. Kelly's labor had pushed the umbilical cord into the birth canal, and her baby's heartbeat went from unclear to not beating at all. Moments later, Kelly delivered a stillborn baby.
Tragic.
So, I mean, we're talking about life and death situations.
So if they had known in time that this was really a woman, potentially they could have saved that.
They could have saved the baby, but they didn't know. And so they didn't know that this person who pretended to be a man was actually a woman and had stopped taking the male hormone treatments and was pregnant.
Because that's usually one of the first questions I ask a woman to come with having some kind of medical issues. Could you be pregnant?
And you know, here's the crazy thing. This woman is taking hormones, high levels of hormones of the opposite sex, while she's pregnant. Now, apparently at some point in time, she stopped taking those hormones, mm-hmm. and she goes into labor. So instead of the appearance of this man having a large abdomen, overweight, for example, what we have is a woman who was naturally larger in the abdomen because she was pregnant.
Yeah,
and so she was going into labor.
So you see the physical danger of these, you know, the Equality Act, the Do No Harm Act, things like that. They're putting medical personnel in a very difficult situation, which will eventually put these people in a life-threatening situation.
Right, and it could expose the medical personnel to liability.
Exactly.
For malpractice. And it, you know, God is a God of order, not a God of chaos. And that's what this whole transgender thing is. It's a mockery of God's design for humanity. In the beginning, he made them male and female. And it is chaotic. It is an attempt to create deception. And who is the author of deception? God is the author of truth and order. The enemy is the author of deception. And the transgender nonsense is a deception. It's a delusion, and it is a direct attack on God's design for male and female, for humanity. And as we see, the results are destruction. The results are deadly.
Yeah, you know, you would never ask, obviously, a man, are you pregnant? We'd never think that one of the problems is that this man is going into labor. But if it's a woman with a large abdomen and there's certain symptoms going on, maybe that's a question that's pretty common sense. Are you pregnant? And consider whether this person is going into labor or have some other pregnancy complications going on. Had the medical records not lied, and frankly, that's what they're doing. They're lying. They know that this person, the people who put this different moniker on the medical records, know that that was a lie. And by the way, you know, under the Obama administration, it's still in existence, by the way. It's still in existence, but Obama started this. And unfortunately, it hasn't been reversed yet. When you go to these medical doctors, in fact, I have a good friend who's an optometrist, and he's retiring at the end of the year. He's just fed up with some of the nonsense that they have to go through. And when you're sitting in their office, clearly a male, they have to ask you what your gender is. And they have to put it on the form. And those all get compiled by the federal government. This all happened under Obama. And these medical professionals are being put into the position of having to promote absurdity and ask absurd questions about whether you're male or female or something else. And they literally have to put that in your records. Sometimes they may not ask you because they're just fed up as much as all of us are with this nonsense. But other times they'll ask you. I'm sorry I have to ask you this. I know, but I have to ask you this because I get audited on it. And that is part of what came out under the Obama administration. Under the Trump administration, it's just one of many things that needs to be on the list to change. President Trump has done a lot in this area, but this is one of the areas. But these medical professionals, in fact, this story also talks about EMTs, EMS people, how they have been yelled at while they're in the back of an ambulance taking someone to the hospital for life-saving treatment, where time is of the essence. And they may refer to the person as a male because they clearly are a male. And then the person yells at them and says, no, I'm female, or vice versa. And they're trying to help this individual. They're trying to gather, like in this case, pertinent, relevant, critical information on how we best treat you.
For medical treatment. Yeah.
Right. So you can just see that it's coming. The medical professionals, like your friends, will just get
They'll
tired
get out of
this
the system.
And
yeah,
leave.
It's just ridiculous. And it is a matter of life and death. And so the Equality Act that we have been talking about on this program, and now also the Do No Harm Act, they're trying to do piecemeal of the Equality Act because they can't get it all passed. They're having a harder time in the Senate. So now they're pulling things out. The so-called Do No Harm Act repeals the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and also applies to these medical professionals. It really forces the medical professionals to become conduits of the LGBT agenda. I encourage you to go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. That's our sister website, lcaction.org. Sign up for some of those emails and make your voice heard on some of these critical bills that would make this kind of thing normal. lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.